Tread, any parting thoughts, or as we close this interview out, anything you want to say to people?
Parting thoughts. I smell a bagel that Annie's cooking that I have every morning with raisins and butter, and boy, that smells good. Life is about attitude. And as a paraplegic, and I use the word crippled a lot, people don't like it, but I am crippled, and I am handicapped. Life is about how you attack other people. Attack is the wrong word. How you bring yourself to them. When I go shopping down at Costco, if I'm up wearing my cowboy hat and my silk scarf, and I'm saying good morning to everybody, and I'm doing spins in my wheelchair, and the energy is just effervescing through me and to other people. People will bend over backwards to help you. If you carry a chip on your shoulder and you are feeling sorry for yourself, who wants to be around a person like that? Whether you're completely healthy or whether that you've been struck down with some of the problems that I have. Attitude is everything. And our youth, it's so important. When you go for a job interview, when you do anything, if you're up, you're up. And I'm telling you that the United States of America is one of the greatest places in the world. And I'm also telling you that bow hunters in general, I don't care if they shoot the compound, the crossbow, the longbow, the recurve, carbon arrows, it makes no difference, or shoots a 30-06 at 400 yards. They are great people. They love nature. And we all see and smell and taste the air. We all are the same. And some of the bickering that goes on is unbelievable. But, you know, I do seminars, and I say, look, if before your accident you were a boring person with a chip on your shoulder with seven pencils in your pocket, and you were boring then, and you didn't go for life, and you were just, every single thing was negative, shoot yourself in the head and get it over with. Because, see, that is not what life is all about. So I'd like to impart that nothing in life is worth anything unless you work hard for it. And also that, you know, if you accept who you are and what you are and do the best that you can, life is rewarding. I mean, I'm going to go out and shoot my bow now, and I'm looking at the turkey decoy on my lawn. It's a beautiful blue day, and you know what? I can only shoot at 20 yards, and I need help, and I've got to get in my straps. But when that arrow leaves my bow, my homemade wooden arrow strikes the target, I forget that I'm crippled. And I'd like to say also that everybody is afraid. We're so politically correct now. We're afraid to do the American flag. We're afraid to say prayers in school. You know, people who are Islam have special rooms at LaGuardia Airport to pray, and in God we trust we're taking out of our schools. I believe in our Savior. I believe in Jesus Christ. This country was built on Christianity. We are tolerant to all religions, all people, all colors. But let's not be afraid to say the obvious. God bless America, and God bless all bow hunters. And Pat, thanks for the opportunity, buddy.
Yeah, thanks again.
I'm going to, and watch my show, everybody. This year, I hope everybody watches, because I want to do it another year after this one. And I thank you very much.
Thanks again, Tread, and all the best to you and Annie.
Hey, you got it, buddy.